Hello, everybody, and welcome to Front Row Geeks episode 50! Oh, yeah, exciting. And the crew will be excited too when they get to their part of the episode. But in the meantime, I get to celebrate that it's episode 50. So, yes, that means that this is the 50th release of Front Row Geeks. Glad you've been with us this entire time. It kind of actually snuck up on us, because at the time that the 50th episode was recorded, I don't think any of us really realized that it was happening until it was happening. So, there isn't anything super special about it, other than the fact that, you know, it's us. You know, our time together is special. I always appreciate it. So, here's us thanking you for being a part of it, listening in, and you know, always hit us up on the Twitter and the Instagram, FRG_media. Or on Facebook at Front Row Geeks. Look us up. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. See how we're doing. Anything we've missed in our discussions. We're going to get into a lot of different things today. I'm actually not a part of this because at the time of this recording, I was away. I was in San Francisco at the Game Developers Conference, which it was for me mostly. But I can't say I didn't come back with some souvenirs, some tidbits of the experience that I can share with you all. And because of that, we actually been kind of gone the last month, a little bit of hiatus. I don't think we've put up episodes since the 29th of last month. Leap Day. Leap Day's the last time we had an episode out, so we're back. And we never really left, we just haven't put these episodes out, we've been banking them. So the next few days, we're going to be releasing episodes. Probably the next 4 days, we'll be releasing episodes, actually. So stay tuned for those, you'll get a lot of different perspectives out of us this time around. This one in particular, 50th, I'm not a part of. The home crew in Tucson took care of everything. Talked about some VR. There was some ranting going on. And someone might die today. I know this. You didn't think this was this kind of podcast, but there is that happening today. That tidbit of drama. So stay tuned until the very end to know who might not make it to the other side. But with that, I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. Again, hit us up. Any feedback? We'd love to hear some feedback, some love from you. Or, you know, we take some criticism. We'll take that. But either way, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Episode 50. And, by the way, when the intro music that comes up slows down a little bit, you might want to turn down your stereo. Everyone got really excited. So just saying, your stereo might not be able to handle their excitement. So fair warning. But going into that, here's today's episode. I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for watching.
Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Welcome to the 50th podcast!
You guys did not play on that, man.
Wow!
You started going in two different directions, and then like...
I know,
I looked at him like, wait a minute, we don't actually know what we're going to say.
Ha ha, Eddie's not here.
Eddie not here.
Starring sir, not appearing in this film.
Eddie. So
you guys totally clipped that. Totally clipped it. We're going to have to turn that down. There we go. Wow. I'm just like, all of a sudden I just see night. Like I see just like a little small sliver and all of a sudden. just a huge, like, it was just a whole blue line that just like
covered
the entire screen.
We also have a smaller table than
we
you.
We do.
No, we're all very
so
close.
All
yeah, you should
okay,
probably
okay,
push
okay.
That
so,
mic.
So 50th podcast. For Front Row Geeks, starring...
Sir not appearing in this film?
No, actually starring.
Oh. Because Sir not appearing in this film
is not appearing
is not in appearing
this film. Got you. Okay, so we're actually starting. This is Kage Palazzo here.
Do you have a username?
Do I have it? No.
Okay. A special guest star
of... No, don't know who the name is. Soap Silence.
Lady Haterade sister.
Okay.
Deadly Sodium. Oh, well, Lady Haterade is there, but yes.
not just.
Yeah.
Not just here.
Well, I would just, you know. Okay. Either way.
And review.
All right. So.
Welcome. Here we are. It's been 50 podcasts.
Number 50. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Let's see. I mean, I haven't been a regular even since like halfway through when we started to have out.
I was like in the second or third episode.
Yeah, I was randomly in an episode or two. But I think when this all started, I was still in Georgia actually.
Nope.
And then I moved to wherever.
Virtual
Video Land.
Into the Palace of Power. Oh god, I dated myself.
The Palace of Power.
Oh god, I dated myself.
Well, you know. Well, anyway, we got quite a bit to talk about.
Yeah, tonight. We do, so we'll just kick it right off. Yeah.
High gear!
Let's start with Top Blizzard.
Gear. Huh?
Let's start with Blizzard. What the news from Blizzard.
Things from Blizzard, okay, so...
there's a lot going on with Blizzard.
There's a lot going on with Blizzard. We had the recent, like, updates to Diablo 2. They got a patch for the first time in, like, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
My gird. So, I guess it was to fix some cheating and hackings and...
Diablo 2 had a patch.
Yeah, Diablo 2 had a patch.
Warcraft 3 had a patch, which is fantastic news.
Right.
And then we have... what you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, so it looks like they're this has been news for a couple months here, but they're still looking for people to expand their visions on some of their older games. Now, whether or not this means to actually remake them is another thing all entirely, because it doesn't seem to be, they haven't been mentioning anything recently about it. But there's a lot of, they released their StarCraft II, What are those called? Source packs. So okay. There's actually a group in Russia. I think Russia. Okay, there's a group, not in America, that's already
from out of town.
From out of town that are working on a Warcraft 3 remake already
in StarCraft
2's engine.
Yeah.
And it looks really awesome.
So, and by Russia, you mean Korea, right? Because that's more likely.
That's StarCraft, though.
Well,
would stick with their StarCraft.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
true. Sorry. South Korea
stick with
loves
their StarCraft and League of Legends.
I cannot beat South Korean players. I've never beat
one.
Ever.
Friends used to get together in the original StarCraft, and we beat South Korean players in the original.
You are better than I am.
In Brood War?
But no, it was, yeah, Brood War. It would, and it was just us three, and we each have our own style, but.
Right.
I remember playing Brood War, playing for like 20 seconds, be like, alright, I now have 200 minerals. How are Zerglings attacking me?
How did they have Marines that fast? Seriously.
Right? They just know how to multitask better. So it is a Russian mod. It is a Russian mod that's called Warcraft Armies of Azeroth.
And they really need it, because I remember playing the original StarCraft and all those games back on Windows 95. I mean, I was like in elementary school playing these games, and they worked on everything. So
you remember spawn installs?
Yes, that's right, because the CD Warcraft, key, right.
StarCraft and Diablo, the originals, had spawn installators, so that
Installators!
Which allowed you to, for Diablo, I know that you can only play like the first two levels, and that's it, and you didn't go any further. StarCraft, I think it was like the first few missions, and that was about it.
Yeah. So if you wanted to have a LAN party, and this was before the days of LAN parties, I mean, I think I was the only person that my group of friends that actually had multiple computers in my house that could actually install StarCraft spawns, and we could have like a LAN battle. Like, normally we had to take over the library at school and not tell anybody that we were installing StarCraft on all the computers in order to have a LAN party.
That's funny.
I did that with Quake 3. Like, as soon as we were all done with our schoolwork, we'd all look at each other and we'd just be like, let's play some Quake. And then, of course, when Tony Hawk Pro Skater came out,
legit.
We kind of totally played that a bit.
Tony Hawk.
Front Row Geeks does not endorse school delinquency.
That wasn't
disclaimer.
Oh, dude, I totally did that. Like,
I've never been school delinquent in my life. I was always on time paying my school bills. I was never delinquent.
Yeah, I was.
You too?
But only on the network.
Just the network?
Yeah.
You paid your dues on the network? Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No more?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No less.
No less. All right.
Today's episode is also brought to you by popcorn. If you hear a pouring sound, it's because we're eating an awful lot of popcorn.
Thank you, Kirkland.
Yes. And what is that? Popcornopolis?
Yep. Popcornopolis. And you're get those nearly naked, the preferred brand of Front Row Geeks. Star, we should be paid for this. I want free popcorn.
If you would like to donate to Front Row Geeks,
please provide popcorn too.
Please help me help a poor person buy a computer.
Because we're tired of doing this corporate bullshit.
I know.
Okay, so since we're a little off topic, I have another thing that I really, really want to bring up. So this has actually been out since January. I had no idea it was out. I ended up, I'm a big fan of Screw Attack and a lot of their videos and things that they do.
No!
I ended up finding one of their 1 minute melee battles, which reminded me of a very old series that I watched years ago called Super Mario Bros. Z, made by a brilliant, brilliant animator named Alvin Earthworm. His actual name is Mark something. I should know.
I will look it up.
But he goes by Alvin Earthworm online. And I was on the verge of actually leaving a comment to this Screw Attack video telling these guys, because they brought up the whole Super Mario Bros. Z, and I was like, if you guys actually continued that series.
Mark Haynes. Sorry.
Mark Haynes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was like, the internet would support you. And I was like, I haven't watched this series in so long. Let me look it up. As of January, Alvin Earthworm was back making new episodes of Mario Bros. Z. And the reason why this is important is because I consider this the greatest sprite animation cartoon ever on the internet. He's back redoing the series and making it better than it's ever been before. It's a legit episode, and I encourage everyone to go get on YouTube, watch it, support him, give him money, keep this going.
Give him money.
Oh, yes, but also give us money, too.
Yeah, give us money. But yeah, if you give him money, he actually puts your name in the credits.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
That is really cool.
So that is cool. I don't know. I guess it's because I have you on Google Plus, but like I looked up Alvin Earthworm. You were the second like post result.
Me?
Yeah. And it's all caps going, I don't believe it's the greatest Flash cartoon! ...
Yeah, I put on there, I don't normally use this many exclamation marks, but this one deserves it!
Yeah, I saw that post too.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
So yeah, if you haven't seen that, go see that. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah,
awesome. That hasn't been, he stopped at like episode 8 or 9, but.
And then took like a 7-year break.
Took a 7-year break, and we've all been like checking every once in a while. And I guess recently we just gave up until all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I'm 2 months behind now. I couldn't believe that I missed it by 2 months.
I didn't even know it, and I was a huge fan of it too. So I feel partially ashamed.
That's pretty legit.
We'll watch that. We'll see if we have time to watch that real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it called Mario Bros. Z? It's a mix. It's the telling of Dragon Ball Z as done in Super Mario Brothers. That's how epic this is.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm in.
And the fight scenes are just as crazy as you would think they would be using sprites.
Do they start with Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball? And then do they do an abridged version?
I would say it's sort of it's all abridged and it's all in the Mario universe, but it basically, in my opinion, starts at like the world tournament where Goku fights Piccolo, except
it turns
into like Mario versus Bowser at the Smash Brothers tournament. It's amazing.
Okay.
Gotta watch it.
It's good stuff. So that's that.
Okay.
You wanted to talk about console news too.
Okay, you got me while I'm chewing popcorn.
Yes.
Okay. Consoles.
Review has all the stuff today since we don't have somebody here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. So we were talking about getting it into high gear. Console companies are trying to supercharge their systems. So as we all know, PC Master Race and everything, PCs have always been superior in gaming to consoles. But consoles are now trying to stay more relevant. Xbox recently announced, or Microsoft recently announced, that the Xbox One is going to be getting hardware upgrade packages, where people are actually going to be able to buy inexpensive upgrades to make the Xbox more powerful. We haven't seen anything like this since the Nintendo 64. The Nintendo 64 actually was ahead of this. They had those expansion packs.
I know.
But the Xbox One is now, Microsoft is saying, they're going to be able, anybody who owns one is going to be able to get like an upgraded graphics card for an Xbox. PlayStation now has decided, in order to compete against the Xbox, they are going to be releasing a PlayStation 4.5. The problem with PlayStation is they didn't have this in mind when they first created the PS4. Therefore, there's no way to actually upgrade the PS4. It's going to be, if you want the new 4.5 capabilities, you have to buy an entirely new 4.5 and hope that they have upgrade capabilities in the future. Though Sony is also saying that definitely their future systems will have upgrade capabilities in mind. So this is actually pretty interesting, because if you stop to think about it, if you want a good gaming PC, you're going to be spending in the realm of about $1,500 on a computer and then
$2,300.
Every 2 years or so, at least spending another two or three. If you're like Kage Palazzo, you might have spent twice that amount almost.
No, just 23.
Just 23. that's it on this. But for the rest of us mortals, if you want a decent gaming computer, you're going to be... yes, he's stroking the computer that we're recording this on right now, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Wow, you make it sound so dirty.
Caress the screen.
Elise is better than himself.
Yeah, you know what? We can't see him under the table. He might be doing both at the same time.
Handshake! Handshake!
Oh, but that's just one hand. I'm sorry.
But the interesting thing about this is that if you get a PC and you're spending, you know, getting a really nice gaming PC, spending $1,500 and then spending another $300 on a good graphics card every 2 to 3 years or so, consoles are now trying to say, okay, well, you're going to spend $400 to $500 on a console, and then maybe every 2 years spend an extra $150 to $200 to upgrade the console. It's still a significant savings over a PC. So I don't expect them to ever truly, truly compete with PC power and scalability and mods. But it really is an interesting way for consoles to fight back and try and stay relevant. Because as we all know, the day that these consoles came out, they were already obsolete in the PC world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, I will say this, because the reason why I was laughing so hard when Microsoft announced that they are doing the expansion, because Microsoft needs to. at least PlayStation wasn't as obsolete as Microsoft, because PlayStation is a really the PlayStation 4 is actually a pretty powerful system.
Yes, it is.
But comparatively, and not as powerful as gaming rigs, but but compared to Microsoft,
pointing to Kage's PC,
compared to the Xbox, it was just, I mean, I think it was something stupid, like 3 to 4 times more powerful than the Xbox was.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of developers, like indie developers, were developing for the PC and for the PlayStation, but not so much for the Xbox.
Right, because they have to tone down their programming, it's a lot more work.
Yeah, and not only that, the Microsoft also uses half of their processing power just to run their stupid operating system.
Oh,
man.
Whereas PlayStation at least dedicates all of their processing to video games.
It should be.
So, you know, Microsoft needed it. That's why I was laughing so hard. But it is kind of interesting that PlayStation is going to be doing this. And that's actually...
I don't know how I feel about PlayStation doing this after the fact. Like, I would have respected PlayStation had they announced, as of the PS5, it's going to have upgrade capability in mind. To say that we're having a mid-generation refresh and say that the PS4 will be made more powerful, but you have to dump your current PS4 and buy a new one, I'm kind of iffy on
that. Yeah, especially since I just got mine.
Yeah.
Really? Because I don't remember...
Every single system. The PlayStation, then the PlayStation Slim. PS2, PS2 Slim.
But the PS3. Slims were not more powerful.
Yeah, and I doubt the 4.5 would be more powerful.
The PSXs were a little bit more powerful.
Yeah, the okay. PSXs were. Yeah.
So I will admit, like, when the original PlayStation came, I had an original PlayStation, the not a PS1.
One. Yeah, the big gray
and when gray. I PlayStation. When I had Final Fantasy IX, when it first came out,
oh my God.
I remember sitting in the room with my cousin. We were just, I don't even remember what grade we were in, but we were nerdy enough to have joined the chess club. And we were playing games of chess between zoning to different areas of the game because it took that long to load the next area.
Not to mention battles, because you'd be like, all right, here's the battle. And then you hear the music start, which was immediate, but then you're just like, okay, wait.
Black screen for about 10 minutes. And I'm not joking. I clocked it at over 10 minutes many, many times. One of the whole reasons I bought a PS2... was to play Final Fantasy IX.
You had one of the really slow ones, because I knew at least with my original PS1, it would take about 20 seconds to load a battle.
But I also had one of the original PlayStations that still had, like, the expansion port on the back. Like, I know the newer ones, they took that off, so you
could I didn't have the expansion slot, so I must have had, like, the model right after that. Because I bought my model right after the 64 came out. So.
Oh, and Sony's notorious for that. Anybody listening, if you've ever tried to repair a Sony system, have mercy. I mean, every different, like, even if you have the same version of a PlayStation, like it could be, you know, the big one, the slim one, version 1.1, there's like, within version 1.1, there's still like 20 different types of CD players that it might have, depending on your actual serial number, model number. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Why? It's absurd.
Because Sony's a manufacturer of all these parts too, and they're always upgrading stuff, so it's, their life cycle is just, like, it depends on the month it was made, and then they go, oh, well, we don't make that part anymore, so everything made after that month now uses this new
They
part.
Fixed that. They don't do that as much anymore.
Thankfully.
I say as much, but, I refer to the PlayStation Vita.
Because I still have a PlayStation 3 that doesn't work because I cannot figure out which Blu-ray drive it actually needs.
Oh my gosh.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But I will say this, even with Xbox doing their upgrades that they want to do, I probably still won't buy one because a majority of the Xbox games that I would want, I can get them on PC, and that is the Xbox One's greatest weakness is that its exclusives are not exclusives because they don't last long as an exclusive because then they'll be available on PC because it's Microsoft.
Yep.
So it's like at that point, why even bother?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and that's why I like the PlayStation. I have the PlayStation 4
myself. I have the
myself,
PlayStation 4 too, yeah.
It's with all of the new stuff that you can do, because they just upgraded the firmware of it, and they upgraded a lot of the stuff that you can do with it. So, like, I can actually now, I can edit videos directly through the PlayStation. Right? No, like, you can.
Yeah.
It's actually starting to become pretty cool.
Yeah, once Final Fantasy 15 comes out, I'll be redoing a lot of that when that comes out.
Oh, yeah. There's a new thing that I was going to talk, because there's a lot of exciting new stuff coming from PlayStation. Yeah. One of the first ones that I would like to talk about is the VR.
The VR, yeah.
Because
PlayStation
it's answer
VR.
To the Oculus.
Because the Oculus Rift, as we know, as we discussed before in a podcast, is $699, $700 for this thing. You have to have essentially a gaming PC in order to run it.
But I will get one, I swear!
And, it does
almost,
all this
It was
stuff.
Almost like the sticker shock of when they announced the PlayStation 3's first price.
Right,
You're
exactly.
just like, it costs what? And this is a peripheral?
But this technology was kind of co-developed by, Oculus Rift also co-developed Samsung's Gear VR. And Samsung and Oculus kind of helped co-develop all that stuff.
Right.
But the Gear VR is $300.
Mm-hmm.
So now PlayStation, because Sony being Sony, they want to do their own thing, they created their own version of the Oculus Rift, the VR, which they call the PlayStation VR. That one's $400, so it's right in between, and it works with the PlayStation. But an interesting thing to note is the graphics are considerably superior on the PlayStation VR than they are on the Oculus Rift or the VR, the Samsung Gear.
Considerably superior.
Considerably. They actually use a three-layer pixel, a red, green, blue pixel, as opposed to a wavelength kind of pixel that the Gear uses.
Really?
Yeah, or like the Gear and the VR use. And the Gear uses a phone, but...
Yeah.
It has to be a specific phone. It has to be a Samsung phone. But they actually use a real honest-to-goodness monitor in their Gear VR system.
Now that's pretty cool, like how, miniaturized we're getting this technology very, very quickly. And I mean, it's being adopted everywhere. We hear, like, Samsung right now just made a deal with, I don't know my facts today. But Samsung made a deal with an amusement park that there is now a virtual reality roller coaster out there. Six Flags. Where anybody who goes on this roller coaster puts on a Samsung virtual reality headset, and they can see whatever virtual reality they decide is going to be that roller coaster for that session. So every time you go on this roller coaster, it could literally be a different experience. You could go one time and it's like you're on some snowy mountain with all this stuff going on. You could go another time and there's a volcanoes erupting in a lava pit, and it's all dependent. And you're on a real roller coaster. It's not like one of those stupid boxes that's just moving your seat left and right and up and down. This thing is actually going.
Get sick.
Yeah, I can already foresee. As like for some reason, the scene from Toys came in my mind when they're testing that like virtual reality helmet that they have on. I can just see that. That scene immediately popped in my head.
Yeah. I mean, and that's one of the things is, like I was saying, is as far as the Gear VR is concerned, I mean, the PlayStation VR is concerned, Sony likes to be technically superior, so they like to have that
better extra stuff.
Yeah, so that's why, that's why they did what they did with the PlayStation versus the Xbox and all that stuff. But that leads me into another thing. There's another interesting announcement.
More stuff.
So, does anybody here pay for cable TV?
No.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
We live in the age where if it's not on Netflix or Hulu, we can wait.
Exactly. So,
one of the things that goes around in my work all the time is a service called Sling Television.
It's basically
you get live cable channels through the internet for $20 a month. PlayStation just announced it on the PlayStation 4 called PlayStation View, which you get for $30 a month. You get more channels. But you get like ESPN, AMC, you get all, what is it, like Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, FX, like all the cable channels for $50 a month, and you get cloud DVR storage. $30 a month.
And compared to like, a cable company where you're paying $80 a month for premium channels, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's just
and a DVR on top of it.
And it's available and it's available through the internet.
Thanks.
So just so you know, throwing that one out there.
Cable companies are quaking in their boots, will beat the man.
We're just full of advertisements today. Somebody sponsor us!
Hey, I have to say all this because, Sony.
This pitch was brought to you by Sony and PlayStation.
Yeah, right.
Except the only one they give money to is him.
Well, technically. Best Buy is...
Technically
give me money. They pay for 40 hours of my time.
Yeah, it's called a job.
Yes.
It's called a job. It's called a year.
And they give that money to Best Buy, which then gives that money to me.
Exactly. It's like a scholarship, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
So, Nintendo, 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 Nintendo.
Nintendo is going to be releasing a new system soon, so...
Still codenamed an NX.
Still codenamed the NX, but, Nintendo, they have a history that their codenames are never actually what their systems are called. I mean, as we all know, the GameCube was called... Project Dolphin, and I remember a friend of mine telling me that it was going to be stupid having to like insert a cartridge into a dolphin mouth and plug controllers into a flipper.
I remember that.
And
yeah,
like when it dolphin. Turns on it, it'll be like. You know, that would have been.
It was close enough if you held the Z button down.
Exactly, right? It's like, it would just have that weird, like, noise. But no, but the emulator was actually called Dolphin. There was one of the best GameCube emulators out there was Dolphin. But
and that's why it was called Dolphin. It was the original development project was that. And I just remember having to tell my friend, no, it's okay. It won't actually be a dolphin. It's just the project.
It's just called the project.
You know, just like, you know, movies do that all the time. You know, Suicide Squad coming out right now was codenamed, like, Bravo 19 for the longest time, and that's why there's a couple of little references in the trailers coming out to it. I'm not a comic book nerd, yeah. What? Okay, so.
I'm a nerd, I'm gonna make fun of you a little bit on that one.
You can do that, sorry. It's okay. So, the new Nintendo console, the whole reason that it's going under Project NX is because Nintendo has sworn now that they're going to be developing in a different direction from the Wii U. Like, the Wii U was the direct successor of the Wii. It was the Wii with more power, yada yada. So, with the NX, there's a lot of people out there that really enjoyed the Wii, but developers hate the Wii.
Right. Oh, they absolutely
hate it.
They absolutely detest
it
because it is so difficult to program
it's
on.
So
if you're
from
making
the
game for that you want to be on every platform, you know, if you want it on the Xbox, okay. If you want it on the PlayStation, great. If you want it on the Wii U, damn it, we have to reprogram the whole friggin' game to make it work with their stupid controller thing.
It's not like they make Mario Party on PlayStation or Xbox. What are they complaining about?
Oh, I'm not talking about the Nintendo
it's
games. I'm talking
about,
like,
third-party party games.
Namco.
See, I don't care about those games. I care about the Nintendo games.
Then you're
the
like...
The party games. That's what I care about.
But, like, a lot of people got the Wii. I remember when, you know, the Wii first came out.
That was huge.
No, but it was huge. Everybody got the Wii, but then that was at the time where you chose one of the three. You chose either Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox, and that was it.
Unless
that was what you got.
Well, the thing was is that the Wii didn't just branch off to gamers. It went to all types of
millions.
The Wii was brilliant. The Wii brought in even like people's grandparents into gaming. It was absolutely brilliant. What happened is the Wii U kind of sank a whole lot of that. And the reason being, I've gone into some of this before in a previous podcast, I don't remember, but Nintendo made the exact same mistakes from a previous console. Let's see if we can figure out which one this is. Nintendo decided that we're going to release a console that's going to be difficult to program on, that there's not going to be a whole lot of games besides first-party games, that we're going to have a really expensive peripheral that's going to use up a whole lot of battery power, and... Okay, it's the friggin' Virtual Boy Take Two.
AKA Project Sucks Ass.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like Nintendo did this already. They did it with the Virtual Boy, and it failed. The Virtual Boy had a total of like 9 games on
13.
13 games
that
on
is
it total.
Awful. Really?
Yeah. The entire life more. Of the Virtual Boy had only 13 games. You could have bought
so
the
when
Virtual
there was
Boy
a top,
the
top 10 list?
There's only three
on the
on
Nintendo
it,
Power, you're just like, oh, there's only 3 games that are not on this list. Those games must really suck.
Top 13 list of Virtua Boy games.
It's like, let's just put the other 3 on so we know the order of which they suck in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Virtua Boy was pretty bad.
I like the Wario game, though. Wario Land on that was awesome.
And,
but
and so
that's,
we can,
you know,
we can all admit, the first party games on the Wii U are amazing. But they made it so difficult for third parties to get into, and this goes into a lot of how businesses work, because Nintendo, like game console producers, make a lot of money off of the licensing to companies like Capcom and all of the, you know, friggin', even the American ones, Activision and all them. And so if they're not going to purchase the licenses to make games on their console and then sell a bunch of copies of those games, they're losing out on that money. That's the big reason why Nintendo didn't go belly up over the last 5 years is because they had so much capital from the Wii to ride it out on.
Yep, and then also their first-party games, I mean, they still sell, like, hotcakes.
Yeah, it's like, it's America that's having most of the majors, but it's like, it's very difficult to find a Wii U in Japan.
Really?
They're actually having supply issues in Japan.
Huh.
For it.
Yeah.
So I just think that Americans are snobby. When it comes to their games.
Well, let's look at it.
PlayStation.
We've got an entire generation of gamers in America who are like, if you look at it, you have like 25-year-olds who are just like playing Pokemon and Splatoon, and then we have 9-year-olds playing Call of Duty and Halo. It's sort of like there's a new sort of, you know, Grand Theft Auto. You're never going to see that really on Nintendo.
Oh, no.
But it's what the new generation coming up is really, really into. And so if Nintendo can't keep up with that, they're going to end up losing out eventually. And I think that's why the NX, they're stressing so much about how much of a departure it's going to be away from the Wii U. They're hoping, to more than anything, that that's an advertisement to potential developers to come back to Nintendo.
That makes me sad, kind of.
I want to make a correction. Of the release games for the Virtual Boys, there were 14 United States.
Oh.
There were more Japanese titles.
Okay.
But we only got 14.
Okay.
I forgot about 3D Tetris. I'm so sorry.
No.
Nothing but facts from this podcast.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
So, one of the things that I mentioned before the podcast started about the NX is, what did I say about it? I think that it's going to be the new Sega Dreamcast,
and
which, if anybody knows what the Sega Dreamcast is,
loved the Sega Dreamcast. It was an amazing piece of hardware that was executed horribly.
Yes. It was better than the other competitors at that time. It was a stronger system. It had networking for the first time, and that was the first console to have that was like, you know, across the world. Because Nintendo had their own thing.
Yeah, like with the 64, you could plug a game into a modem, hook that up to the wall, and dial
Nintendo,
in the internet.
The original Famicom also had something like that. There was also a satellite that you could connect to, but the Sega Dreamcast was like the first one.
Satellite.
It was weird.
But the issue was, with the Dreamcast is, I think it was within
marketing.
The year. Yeah, there was poor marketing, but within the year of its release, the much better marketed PlayStation came out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And the Sega Dreamcast was the first one to use CD. No, the Sega CD was the first to use CDs.
No.
Then they went to the Dreamcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
which,
so
that was awful.
I might be wrong, but Deadly Sodium.
Yes.
You might know this. I heard for a while that basically Sony designed the original Dreamcast and that Sega ended up buying the design for it and making it themselves when Sony decided to scrap that. Do you know if that has any validity to it?
I don't know off the top of my head, but that sounds like something I could investigate.
Because that would actually be really cool to find
out.
Stay tuned for
it
a future podcast.
It honestly wouldn't surprise me, because that's one of the things that Sony does, is they kind of try to push everything forward and advance in technology, but if everybody's not willing to buy into that technology yet, they kind of learned from Betamax and kind of scrapped that. So that's like putting CD drives in a gaming system at that time was pretty much unheard of, you know, and to actually be good at.
Well, I mean, because the
Sega CD,
the PlayStation had done that. The Sega CD, you know what? Everybody says the Sega CD was awful. I really liked it. We had, you know, some of the most amazing soundtracks of any video games were on the Sega CD. And that was sort of the whole point of it, that it was a game with an amazing soundtrack. Then the Sega Saturn. The Sega Saturn was a resounding success around the world, except here in America. For some reason, we just didn't get into Sega Saturn because we got into the PlayStation here.
Yeah.
And then the Dreamcast sort of came afterwards and ended up the weird stepchild.
I completely forgot about the
Saturn.
That's what I was thinking of, is the Saturn from the Saturn to the PlayStation, because the Dreamcast came out a couple of years later, but because of how poorly marketed it was, and because it was already trying to compete against established, like the N64 and the PlayStation at the time, it just couldn't do it.
Right. That was the fall of the Saturn. That was
And then a couple of years later, PlayStation 2 came out, and that was
Yeah. And everybody who's ever seen a PlayStation 2 library knows there's nothing on earth that competes against that.
Like, even the new consoles don't compete against a PlayStation 2 game library. Like, that was it. Like, the PlayStation 2 is probably the pinnacle of consoles.
There was, like, a new game coming out every 5 hours on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that's how many games there were. There was, there was a lot on the PlayStation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the PlayStation had, like, over 1,000 different games, at least.
But, I mean, for everybody new into this, I mean, today people think about, oh, well, it's a game on a CD, that's normal. But, I mean, at the time, when the PlayStation first came out, it had a reputation of loading screens, and everybody hated it, and they're like, why on earth would you do this?
Especially since the N64 didn't have that.
Yeah, that's what they touted on the 64, is there were no loading screens. And I remember I was one of the few people who said, yeah, it does. Do you see, yeah, like, this black screen between? It's a loading screen, it just doesn't say loading.
I know. But,
you play chess in between.
But I think the NX is going to be I think it's going to be this generation's Dreamcast.
My big worry about that, in comparing it specifically to the Dreamcast, is one of the big things about the Dreamcast, they incorporated all this technology into the controller. The Dreamcast might have had one of the greatest controllers ever conceived at the time, with its dual memory cards. The memory cards had, you know, these screens on them that gave you game information that you could pop out and actually play mini games on the memory cards themselves.
They didn't fit it in your hand.
And we don't know anything for sure about the NX, but if we believe the patents that have been filed by Nintendo that are leading up to the development of the NX, a lot of people are assuming that the NX is going to feature controllers that have built-in touch screens into every individual controller. So sort of like the Wii U controller, except everybody gets one, not just the person with the main controller.
Is it going to be that big?
It's going to be a lot smaller, supposedly. The touchscreen is just going to be like a 4-inch screen on, and then almost like what looks like a PlayStation controller around it.
Okay.
So, but these are just sketches on
patents. It's all concept, right?
So,
which actually makes even more sense with what I'm saying.
It really, really does, if you want to compare it.
Because Nintendo's a game developer first, so they make a lot of video games. They make, Mario, all that stuff. They make iconic franchises, much like, I'll say Sega.
No!
You know? It's just Sega didn't make the same kind of games that Nintendo had. Sega was always the tail end of Mario. Like, there was Mario, and then there's Sonic.
Yeah,
you know?
and Sonic was just not geared towards 3D platforming as well as Mario was.
No, Mario was a lot better at that.
And because if Sonic's, there's any indication with any recent Sonic games...
Oh, why?
It's just...
Sonic Generations.
Sonic 06.
I'm sorry, Sonic I feel 06. Like every time I'm here, all I ever do is bitch about... Like, all these game companies, like, last time I was on the show, it was Capcom, this time it's Sega.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys, get your crap together. Do something about this. Come up with a good way to bring these amazing franchises to the modern day. Please, I beg you, I will buy it, I will give you money, just do it!
So,
do it right!
You mentioned Capcom. Did we mention the Street Fighter V fiasco?
Yes. That was the last time I was here.
That was what we mentioned.
Oh, yeah,
that
was like 2 weeks ago.
Lost episode.
Sorry,
lost. Oh yeah, that's the lost episode. Everyone.
Oh, that's
the episode that's on my computer.
That was
that
on his computer.
I can't open my computer for more than 15 minutes to access anything.
And it kept crashing every 10 minutes.
I was unaware of this, so I remember it was crashing. I didn't know that it didn't get published. So basically, recap real quick of what I said. Capcom, get your shit together! Okay, so Street Fighter V comes out and flops! Just immediately flops! There's like nothing that like anybody has anything new to say about Street Fighter V, because guess what? It doesn't have like tournament mode, it doesn't have all these classic modes that everybody's used to. It's just, okay, we're gonna do what Capcom thinks you should do and play the story. Capcom, do you even listen to your fans? Listen to me! Okay! Mega Man!
Revu might be the biggest Capcom fan here today.
I love Capcom, but more to the point, I love what Capcom was. Capcom made some of the greatest games. They stayed ahead of technology. You should look on like the inside cover of Mega Man games and see like three paragraphs touting how Capcom was using the latest technology to bring the greatest graphics to the Nintendo. I mean, they were all like, we incorporated this new chip to get these better sounds out of the system. We incorporated this new chip to get the best backgrounds we could possibly have. And then we get to the new games and it's like, okay, let's keep 8-bit games. Capcom, what the hell did you do? You were like ahead of everything and then eventually just decided, that's it, we don't care anymore. Just buy it. Stop!
I love how the octave is just. I mean, the,
oh yeah, I'm the, watching it just, here. I'm just seeing it's just like. Then. I'm just like, whoa!
Why?
I don't know. We could make a similar rant to Konami as well.
I don't care about Konami.
Wait. Konami is still in business?
Yeah, I barely. Mean, Konami got rid of Hideo Kojima. They are dead to me.
Yeah, right.
They are dead to me.
Yeah. That's right. That's my Castlevania slot machine.
Sony's got your back, bruh. They're just throwing money at Kojima right now.
The last thing that, the only thing left for Capcom, I'm sorry, not Capcom, for Konami to do is to let Nintendo put Simon Belmont in Smash Brothers. That's all they have left.
That is the
they
only
do
thing
that,
that's left.
And they are done. That is it as a there's game no, company. That,
that's probably what they realize.
That's probably why they're hanging in there, because I think that's the only thing that game needs now is Simon Belmont for the entire classic era to be in that game.
And
that's it.
And their usefulness then expires.
At that point, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And as far as Capcom goes again, Capcom, I swear, one day I will win the American Powerball when it's like $1 billion, and I'm going to come to you and say I want to buy Mega Man. Just the entire intellectual property of Mega Man. Sell it to me. We will do this right. Thank you.
But after you give them all your money, how are you going to do it right?
I will find a way.
Once
we own it, I mean, I'll go do...
You'll go reach out to... I forgot his name.
Let's get
Inafune?
You go to Inafune and be like, I
you
have the IP.
You forgot Inafune!
I did. You know why?
I would
you
know go why? Back to Inafune and be like, Inafune!
Mighty number
nine. Yeah, where's Mighty number nine,
where's
Inafune?
Mighty number nine?
Where is it? I want Mighty number nine. It looks so good. I want it so bad. And oh my gosh, I even forgot what the new game was called that they tried.
Red Ash?
Red Ash! Inafune!
Everyone's getting it for review today.
This was a beautiful looking game. I want this game so bad.
And I'm just drinking.
It would have been fine. All you needed to do is just wait a little bit longer. Once everybody saw the beauty and magic of Mighty Number 9, Red Ash would have been a hit. You would have made all the money you needed. Just get one project done, then do another. That's it. Just
the
one at a time.
These video game
Somebody
companies.
Needs to cut him off.
No, because now I'm going to start ranting.
Oh, boy. Today's 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
50th podcast.
We're
brought to you by Video Game Ranting.
We're going to... If your company is doing something wrong by us, we're going to lay into you.
We're going to lay into you.
And then I'm going to go back to drinking my blue drink. Its contents will remain a mystery to all of you.
It's going to remain a mystery to me, too.
Even though he's drinking it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I hope that's lemon.
Actually, that's a pineapple.
I'm wondering why, like...
I was just expecting him to go, I'm allergic to pineapples.
I'm actually really...
I mean,
no,
so
I was wondering why
loss.
My whole mouth was like tingling like it was.
Do I need to go find an EpiPen?
No, it's good.
We have an EpiPen in just in case. EpiPen.
I really want to.
By the way, that was the 50th podcast surprise and climax was deadly sodium dying.
I'll probably die tonight. Like,
You're actually allergic to pineapple?
Like, really highly allergic to pineapple.
It's just the pineapple piece. The actual drink doesn't have pineapple, it's just the pineapple pie.
But it's not touching.
That's why my mouth is tingling. But last time I actually ate, like, a slice of pineapple, it caused my throat to start
So don't eat it.
Yeah. So now, had I known that, I wouldn't have murdered Deadly Sodium.
Take some Benadryl.
Yeah.
Actually, just why don't you make me
Benadryl?
I feel legitimately bad.
What?
Yeah, I can't take Benadryl.
Why?
Are you allergic to Benadryl?
It's not that I'm allergic to Benadryl. It's that it's, for whatever reason, whenever I take Benadryl, it, like, quadruples its effect.
I've killed him. I have killed Deadly Sodium. This is the last time you'll ever hear.
So, like, any antihistamine or whatever, I
please
just can't.
Play the Titanic theme.
You can't take a cab home.
Yeah, I can.
Walk into the door.
I live down the street.
Yeah, just lose that.
But I'm not like tipsy or anything. It's just, this.
But anyway, the pineapple. You're gonna die.
You should not expect this.
Drinking that.
You know what? As a matter of fact, we're gonna make
there.
Well, no, he can drink it still. We just need to get that pineapple out.
No, he shouldn't. It's already been contaminated.
Yeah, contaminated.
Shouldn't. I've been drinking too much of it. Like, it's gotten past a point where all I was doing was drinking ice, and that was okay, because it wasn't, like, affecting everything. But yes, now that...
What you are hearing is just the transfer of one's Deadly Sodium's drink into Kage Palazzo's drink, which was empty, but now is half full. Now I like to think of it as a positive reinforcement. I'm saving your life.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But seriously, have an EpiPen?
We do.
Okay.
Just we keep one, even though none of us are really allergic to anything in this house, but we just keep one just in case for emergency.
I don't think I'm going to need it. It's just my mouth is tingly,
yep.
And that's it.
How about Allegra? Zyrtec?
No, I definitely can't take Allegra.
Zyrtec.
You can't take anything.
No. Like, Zyrtec knocked me out so bad that I was...
But it's not drowsy.
I was asleep for 24 hours straight. taking Zyrtec.
That's crazy.
Can somebody please get a high, like a extreme high dose of Zyrtec? Give it to Heffley, and then pretend that he is the male version of Snow White.
and it works for me.
Have people try to... you know what? That's what we'll do. I figured this out. I know how to make Front Row Geeks money.
They're going to drug you?
We're going to drug you with, like, extremely high-potent Zyrtec at, like, a convention, and then have you as a male Snow White and have women kiss you. Or males. You wouldn't know. You'd be out cold.
You could be a big kid at Pride.
Eventually, one of them would wake him up. Whoever wakes him up gets the prize.
Gets the prize.
The prize is Deadly Sodium.
Look towards us in the nearest convention, everybody. This is going to happen.
I'm okay.
Sir not appearing in this film is going, what the hell?
Sir not appearing in this film.
Well, that's good thing you didn't drink the rest of that.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like I said, like once I started actually drinking the liquid part of it that's been sitting in the pineapple for a while, it's been...
Sorry, I didn't know. I'll remember this for next time.
No, that's okay.
Because the 50th is going to have chapter select in the podcast.
Because
we're awesome because it's 50th anniversary. There's going to be a whole chapter of... The life and almost death of Deadly Sodium.
Saved by Kage Palazzo at the last moment.
Who honorably
and nobly sacrificed himself by drinking the remainder of the blue drink.
That will
remain undisclosed as to what the blue drink is.
It's a very long chapter name.
At least you'll be able to drink it.
Yes. Unless I'm allergic to Deadly Sodium, in which case that I might be affected.
Oh, well. That's too bad.
That's too bad.
I don't think there's an EpiPen.
So I have an EpiPen. There's no EpiPen for that. There's no cure for that.
So does that mean since he was drinking that and now you're drinking it, that you two are like indirectly kissing?
Yes. Okay. Backwash!
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, you're only kissing him. It's not, not unless you give the cup back to him.
No, which I won't. Yeah.
You don't want some Kage juice?
Kage juice, okay. Okay. How much longer do we have left of this episode?
If you could see my face right now.
Someone take a picture of that and put it on Instagram, because oh my god.
Well, I can't hold that face very long.
Alright, here we go.
Okay, all we have to say is... Kage juice!
Yeah.
Oh, it's all blurry because you move too fast.
All right.
Stop blurring. You can't hold that face too long.
Hey, man, it sucks because...
Hashtag Kage juice.
We are completely sober.
We are completely sober. We're not drunk at all. But let's get back onto the topic at hand.
Okay, where were we? Really
that would be really nice.
I was ranting about a bunch of different companies. I think we're done with that. So let's end the rants and go to...
Oh, shoot.
What's wrong?
I have to change which page I'm on.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Don't post that on your personal because people will be like, that'll what? Be funny. Hashtag Kage juice? What is this?
Hashtag Kage juice. To go.
I'm gonna see that trending on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm gonna be like, "What?"
I have to go.
It blew up.
I'm gonna put that on my Tumblr.
So I'm pretty sure my tongue is swelling up.
Is it now?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh God, you are
okay,
gonna die, aren't
please
you?
Please get the EpiPen.
No,
yes,
I'm fine.
I want
you're
the EpiPen.
You're making me hyperventilate.
I'm is he okay? Is he okay?
I'm just so hyperventilating, but
yeah,
I won't be able to breathe.
We have it, and we'll just. Stab him repeatedly. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'd
no,
rather...
if your tongue is getting swollen, you are not okay.
We have an EpiPen on the table, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
I just placed
it
on the table.
I will be honest. I'll let you know if I absolutely need it.
But I want
don't.
It here just in case.
Okay.
You know what? We should have a whole bunch of these for you.
Oh, my
you.
God.
Because you're allergic to gluten.
I
don't
work
think
that,
that
way.
What? No.
I won't go into the graphic detail of why it doesn't work that way.
Okay. Anyway, let's stop talking about bodily functions. Where were we?
Okay, so basically, MMOs, when they have their whole disclaimer about do not ignore your friends, family, work, or school, should definitely add or natural bodily functions to their list of things not to ignore while playing this MMO.
And why is that?
Because... I can just imagine people shitting themselves while playing World of Warcraft. I'm sure it's a thing out there.
It's happened.
A colostomy bag, right?
It's happened. Hasn't there somebody died by playing MMOs sometimes?
Yeah, I think so. I've
like
heard
there
this.
Was there like I've
all in
this.
Asian
There's
countries.
Been a story.
All in Asian countries, by the way.
Okay, we're now leaving the realm of facts. Let's
do
try
speculation.
let's bring this back into place.
All right.
There's been stories out there where it's just like you know they have. The guy who's like, oh, well, I'm just gonna, like...
And you know Sonic EXE also wants your soul.
Keep
That's...
playing until I die.
Okay. We had other stuff to talk about, right?
We did, actually.
The reason why Eddie's not here is he's coming back from GDC.
Oh, that bugger!
There is a huge thing about Microsoft, actually, from the GDC because of their... people are saying that one of their panels had female dancers... And they had to, they kind of had to push off like attacks of over sexuality on their on that panel.
Oh,
so that was. I'm hoping that Eddie might was there when that.
No,
happened.
He was at the male one.
Yeah, he was.
Ah, Eddie, you just ruined it for everybody.
He was looking for.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh man. Now we understand.
We were talking about Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
He was looking Deadpool. To see if his junk was showing. He was like actively.
He was actively
looking.
Searching for Ryan Reynolds' junk.
It was hilarious.
Weren't we all doing that though?
No, I wasn't. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming in that scene. But the whole time, I was like, no.
It was
no.
Like shadow junk. It
I don't
want to even like hold
it. No, I wasn't like fleshy junk. It was shadow junk.
Yeah, I was like, but still.
But,
I mean,
but the fact
is, I already saw enough of Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, that was glowy blue junk.
But it's still junk.
No one cares about glowy blue junk, though.
Just shadowy
but it's
junk.
Why are we talking about junk?
Because Eddie was specifically looking for Ryan
right.
junk.
That's so Eddie, what are you doing,
he
Eddie?
He was one of the
He's
people who probably spoke out against the dancers on Microsoft's panel.
Oh, well, that's is it honorable? I'm not sure. What happened? Where are we? I don't even know what...
Hi. I'm just saying... That's probably
so
what
it's,
Eddie would
have done. Yeah, the one of the thing is Microsoft's GDC party extends tradition of sexism in the gaming industry, and that's coming from TheVerge.com.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm looking at the picture that they have here. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Picture time.
We
gotta see for the viewers at home.
I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Go to the Tilted Kilt and see that.
That's what I saw when I was eating dinner tonight.
Yeah. that is where.
Where were you going for dinner?
We did go to Tilted Kilt. See,
oh, well, there we go.
So wait.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
The problem is, I think, is that you know, with the whole.
Okay, Gamergate situation. Let's just do this. Put a guy in, like, a Speedo delivering stuff, and we have equality. No,
yeah.
But the thing is, most people don't actually want to see that. Even women don't really want to see men's junk.
Why not?
Because everybody knows women are more attractive
exactly.
than men.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I will argue this point forever.
You're going to be wrong forever.
Who are you thinking of, Tony? Who are you going to go gay for?
I mean, don't get me wrong. If Neil Patrick Harris's junk was flashing my face, I would be okay with that. But most of the time, like, a male penis is just not that attractive. Let's face it.
That just sounds...
It has one purpose.
This is great for a gaming podcast.
Hey, he's the one who brought it up, so...
I did not bring up anything as far as that. I was just mentioning the reason... It's a double standard, mostly, at this particular point, because it was done at a gaming conference.
I write Yowie fiction!
What?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that enlightenment.
Everybody knows your dark secret.
They do now.
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
That's good.
Because you shouted it with popcorn in your mouth, and
probably
I just heard something fiction.
You probably don't want to know.
Yeah.
I probably don't.
Anyway, let's...
But why is it a double standard? If people don't want to see men's junk, why would that...
Well, no, I think it's just because it's the video game industry right now. Is that all eyes are on the video game industry because of Gamergate and all that.
What was Gamergate?
I still don't see the problem.
It was basically based on, you know, feminism and specifically, like, one particular woman who was sleeping around game developers to get stories and stuff. It was, like, horrible rumors. Hmm. Nobody remembers Gamergate at all?
No, I don't.
Just the facts here.
Just the facts. It's kind of hard,
yeah. Same thing happens with, like,
I'm trying to remember the exact details. It's been a while, but...
It happens.
Like, you know.
That's not uncommon. That's why, terrible. I mean, there's groupies and, like, everything.
Yeah, so Gamergate refers to the controversy around a harassment campaign orchestrated primarily through the use of Twitter hashtag concerning issues of sexism and progressivism in video game culture. That's just the Wikipedia.
Well, thank you, Wiki.
Thank you, Wiki.
So basically, what we need is more equality in gaming. We need to actually start sexualizing males. That's just the only way we're going to get around this.
Which is why
Dead or Alive is the best fighting game of all time. Because not only do they have all the perverted costumes for the females, they have all the perverted costumes for the males, too.
They don't do as good of a job, I will say that.
Oh, it's pretty terrible. Some of them are.
Zach comes to mind. With that goofy...
The particular character, Hein. Not Hayate, but Hein.
When you say Hein, I think of Cowboy Bebop, the corgi.
That's a good show. That's the best Hein.
Mm-hmm. That's a good show.
I have
a he has many Speedo costumes.
It's pretty bad. But yeah, so, I mean, that's one of the big things that was at GDC, so we'll see if he ever comes back. I think he's lost in San Diego now.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, San Diego?
Is he still going to be there when we're in San Diego?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, that'd be awesome to, like, join him in San Diego for a podcast.
I think he's on his way back today, because he has homework and stuff. So he should be back either tonight or tomorrow. Mm.
One would hope, at least.
Are you okay, Heffley?
Oh, I'm fine. Okay. Like I said, I'll let you know if I need it.
Do not die.
I won't need it.
It's going to give me a panic attack.
It's okay.
It's okay, don't die.
I've survived through much worse.
That's good to know. Like, a death wish. Like, really.
No, it's not a death wish. It's just things that I've done.
Yeah, you have a death wish.
that somehow almost resulted in my death.
Multiple times.
Yeah, in multiple occasions.
Death. Death wish.
Like, when anyway. I would climb my grandma's tree and then jump from one to the other.
That's fine.
But that's like 40 or 50 feet up.
That's not
fine. Yeah.
Let's reel this back in for the funsies. Do we have anything else?
Do we?
How much time do we have left?
Well, what do we, how much?
I think
how
long we've definitely gone past the 40 typical.
Oh, yeah, we're at an hour now.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think this is now the perfect time to end it.
Yeah, because I think at this point we're probably going to have to cut some things out that we've spoken about that Eddie's just going to be like, no, this is not going in the podcast, and we're just going to have really awkward bloop. Okay. Like,
usually
like
Eddie's junk. Too lazy to edit podcasts anyway.
It's true. Especially if we send him the stuff, he'll probably just be like, oh, there
yeah.
you go.
And if we start talking about strippers, and yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like that one time. That,
wait, this happened?
No, well, okay, I'll have to tell the story off of the podcast just out of respect for Eddie.
Since he's not here to defend himself.
Yes, since
he's not here. Would vehemently defend himself at this point.
Yes.
Okay, so well then, everyone.
So
thank you so much for joining us today.
For the 50th podcast.
For our 50th podcast.
At least we still.
I can't believe it's 50. Been that long.
50.
We're gonna have to do something special for our 100th.
As a recap today, we spoke about virtual reality consoles that will soon be upgraded.
Blizzard.
Lots of rants about different video game companies. Heffley almost died.
Yeah, and pineapples.
Then I'm still pineapples. On that.
Junk in the trunks.
And then weird junk and sexuality
junk.
Stuff.
Yeah, we were talking a lot about junk.
I think this is a success.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you gotta end it on junk.
Gotta end it
it's
on
the best
junk.
Best topic.
All right, everybody. Until next time.
Thanks.
Hashtag Kage Juice.
Go check out our Instagram for Heffley's face on that subject matter.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
This episode will now be called Hashtag Kage Juice.
Yeah, right.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.